Welcome to our podcast, where we explore some of the most fascinating and chilling true crime cases in history. In this episode, we delve into the infamous case of the Boston Strangler, a serial killer or killers who terrorized the city of Boston in the early 1960s. Over the course of 2 years, at least 13 women were found murdered in their homes, all strangled to death. The killer or killers left few clues behind, and the case quickly became one of the most notorious unsolved murder cases in American history. In this episode, we examine the details of the Boston Strangler case, from the first victim in 1962 to the final murder in 1964. We explore the police investigation, which was one of the largest and most intensive in American history, and the various suspects who were interviewed and investigated. We also delve into the controversy surrounding Albert DeSalvo's confession to being the Boston Strangler, and the doubts that have been raised about the accuracy of his claims. We examine the impact of the case on American culture and the criminal justice system, and explore the various theories and speculations about the identity of the Boston Strangler. So sit back and prepare to be chilled to the bone as we dive into the twisted mind of the Boston Strangler and the mystery that continues to haunt investigators and true crime enthusiasts alike. The Boston Strangler is the name given to a serial killer or killers who murdered at least 13 women in the Boston, Massachusetts area between 1962 and 1964. The case remains unsolved, with no definitive proof of who committed the murders. The first victim, 55-year-old Anna Sleezers, was found strangled in her Boston apartment in June 1962. Over the next 2 years, 12 more women were found dead, all strangled in their homes. The murders sparked a media frenzy and sent the city of Boston into a panic. The killer or killers were dubbed the Boston Strangler by the media, and law enforcement initially suspected that a single individual was responsible for the murders. However, as the killings continued, investigators began to consider the possibility of multiple perpetrators. The police investigation into the Boston Strangler case was one of the largest and most intensive in American history, with over 2,000 suspects interviewed and thousands of pieces of evidence collected. Despite this, no one was ever definitively identified as the Boston Strangler, and the case remains one of the most infamous unsolved murder cases in American history. One man, Albert DeSalvo, confessed to being the Boston Strangler while in prison for unrelated crimes. However, his confession was controversial, and many experts have expressed doubt about its accuracy. In addition, no physical evidence has ever conclusively linked DeSalvo to the murders. The Boston Strangler case had a profound impact on American culture and influenced many subsequent true crime cases and investigations. It also highlighted the need for better forensic techniques and the importance of preserving evidence in murder cases. The case remains a mystery to this day, with countless theories and speculations about the identity of the Boston Strangler. It remains one of the most haunting and unsettling true crime cases in American history.